Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by. Why don't you just say your name and your title really fast?
Sure, I'm Alan Brooks. I'm one of the co-founders of the Alexandria Drive-In, as well as the Chief Creative Officer of Building Momentum.
Awesome. And I guess before we dive into this year's slate, talk about, what we talked about last time, how you launched this thing for the fall and why you decided, how it went first the fall before we even get to the spring.
Well, the last year was tremendous. We had this insane idea to open a drive-in movie theater in Alexandria, and it worked, which we there were times where we weren't totally sure it was going to. But we recognized that people during this last year of uncertainty were just looking for a way to celebrate and gather and be together again in some way that would allow them to connect with each other again. In a public setting. And so the Alexander Drive-In was a really great way to offer that. And we opened it as a fully as a charity endeavor. So last year we were able to raise over $120,000 for charity. This year we're hoping to do even better than that. And last year even we were able to utilize some of that money at our nonprofit, Athena Rapid Response Innovation Lab, which is our which is the operating organization of the drive-in. And we were able to make over 400 desks that we gave away to kids in the DC region who might not be able to afford that kind of amenity for the distance learning we've all been going through with our kids.
Awesome. And just real quick, remind me, what was the charity last time and what's the charity this time?
So the operating organization is Athena Rapid Response Innovation Lab, which I sit on the board of. And that does a lot of really cool disaster recovery, disaster relief efforts. We show up in really scary, dangerous places. We utilize technology and our training to help people at the point of need. We also do things here in Alexandria. And then the other partner that we're going to be working with this coming calendar year is the Alexandria Scholarship Fund, or the Scholarship Fund of Alexandria, which I'm a former recipient of.
Ah, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah.
See, folks, you can be the next Alan Brooks.
We had some really great partners in the last year, and we were really happy to be able to support them. And this year moving forward, like I mentioned, we're all about streamlining and making this experiences as easy and safe and accessible as possible for everyone involved.
Now, you explained what Athena Rapid Response does, but explain what the Scholarship Fund of Alexandria is.
The Scholarship Fund of Alexandria is one of the biggest charities in the city that offers a scholarship to almost every student who graduates from Alexandria Public Schools that's going to the university level or above. When I went to school, I was able to get a little bit of money to help me with books. I know that they have scholarships ranging from full rides all the way down to a few $100 just to help kids out as they transition into their post-high school lives. It's an incredible organization. And what's great is that the formerly TC Williams students are able to help us out at the drive-in as volunteers all spring long. So they're able to get some of their community service hours. We're able to support them. They're able to support us. And it really becomes this great symbiotic relationship. And we're hoping to, over the course of this next year, actually establish a scholarship or two on behalf of the drive-in.
Cool. Well, I want to get to the movies you're showing, but one more bit of housekeeping. It's remind our listeners where exactly you're located. Describe the layout of the lot itself.
Sure. So the Alexander Drive-In is located at 5001 Eisenhower Avenue in Alexandria, in the property that is formerly known as the Victory Center, but now is 5001 Eisenhower. We have an incredible relationship with Stonebridge, which is the property owner there at 5001, and they graciously are sponsoring the drive-in by helping out and letting us utilize the parking lot as the location.
That's awesome. And then in terms of the screen, is it like a LED video wall or is it like a projector, like a
No,
pop-up inflatable thing, or what do you got?
so our projector, it's a we worked with an incredible vendor called Funflix, and we've been working with them for the last year. They bring this incredible 55-foot inflatable screen that just pops up in about 5 minutes, and they have this awesome you know, a full high def projector that, you know, there's not a bad seat in the house. You can see it from pretty much everywhere. We do really cool audio straight through your car radio. And don't worry if you have any problems with your car radio, we have extras on site. So if you need, if there's a problem, you can always make sure you get a clear audio for the movie. And yeah, so the drive-in pops up and the drive-in kind of goes away during the week and then we show back up. And this year, actually, we're offering private events. So you can reach out to our, you can reach out to us through Facebook or our website, or you can email kyle@athenaresponse.org and request information about a private event. We rent the whole space out to you and you can come in and do whatever you need to. We have an admissions event for a university. We have, I think we have a couple of graduations coming up. So there are a lot of cool things you can do at the Alexandria Drive.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's get into the lineup of movies. Cause that's what everyone wants to know. You know, they're sitting there like, they're like, this is all great and all, but tell us what you
yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. So, let's start. And if it's okay with you, do you mind, I'll throw it out to you and maybe you just say a quick line about why yep. why it was a good pick. Okay.
Sure.
So on Friday, March 5th, Jurassic Park, no brainer, but why'd you go with that one?
So Jurassic Park it sold out in about 27 minutes last spring or last summer. So there was no way we weren't going to bring it back for all those people who didn't get a chance to see it. Also, I could watch Jurassic Park every 6 months and be happy. It's an awesome movie. We're almost sold out and it is just it's just a blast. It's a classic and never gets old.
I truly do think it'll stand the test of time. I mean, the dinosaurs, absolutely. The dinosaurs still look friggin' real. And the story is I think leaps and bounds better than any of the sequels. Even Jurassic World was, it's a pretty good remake, but I mean, the original is just, to me, I'm telling you 100 years from now, people are still going to be like, wow, those are real dinosaurs. It's amazing. Okay, cool. And then second up, the next night on March 6th, Saturday, Despicable Me, some minion action. Explain.
So we have a few nights of double features coming up. So we wanted to be able to offer something young and something more adult themed. And so Despicable Me is a family classic. You can't get away from it. And we really wanted to be able to give families an opportunity to be able to come to this too.
Oh yeah. Oh, hilarious turn by Steve Carell there. All right, cool. And also Friday, March 6th, the later showing is Fast and the Furious, The Fate of the Furious. Explain why you went with that one. You had the children's movie in the afternoon and then you're doing some high octane action at night.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a series that started with, FBI agents trying to stop street gangs from stealing VCRs and now has The Rock throwing torpedoes at helicopters. There's nothing more exciting than these movies. They are ridiculous, over the top, and just fun. And they're a great time at the movies.
Perfectly said. And you can't go wrong with The Rock. And gosh,
Jason never.
Statham and Vin Diesel, all of them together, the action movie classic, instant classics. All right. So then we the next weekend, Friday, March 12th, Back to the Future. One of my all-time favorites. Why'd you go with this one?
Again, so we took the two most popular movies from last year and we brought those back. Back to the Future sold out, and I think it was 45 minutes. So it's a little less popular than Jurassic Park. But again, it's funny. It's a blast. You can bring pretty much the whole family. My kids have watched it 7 times by now, I think. It's maybe their favorite movie. It's inspired, media in every possible way. We wouldn't have Rick and Morty without Back to the Future. We wouldn't have half of the time travel stories we have now. It's just an absolute one of those Universal Studios classics that we can't not show.
It's awesome. It is one of my all-time favorite, most entertaining movies. The script is just fantastic. Saturday, March 13th, Minions. So if you didn't get your Minions fixed with Despicable Me, or if you did go see it, now you can follow up with a sequel.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, we wanted to be able to offer something that families could feel comfortable, and families with younger kids too would be able to feel comfortable bringing him. And it's a little bit shorter, which is great. So you don't have to stay the whole, you know, it's not a 3-hour endeavor with your family in the car with your 5-year-old in the back seat. We really wanted to make sure that the drive-in had something for everybody. And I've not met a, as a father of 2 former 5-year-olds, I've never met a 5-year-old who didn't have a blast with Minions.
Awesome. Then at night, one of my, man, I hope this doesn't sound like a hyperbole, but I think it's my favorite movie of the past decade is Get Out. That movie, thrilling the first time you watch it, but man, even if you've seen it before, I actually think gets better and better with each repeat because you see there's so much symbolism going on there, but it's also just a great roller coaster ride suspense too. So why'd you pick Get Out? Great pick.
I mean, you couldn't have put it better. Not only is it thrilling and exciting and terrifying on a whole host of levels, it's something that is warrants repeat viewings, both from the pure horror movie fun of going to the drive-in and seeing a scary horror movie, but also being able to kind of decipher and decode what's happening with every possible theme in this movie. And it's not only a really exciting and fun horror movie, it's a really important one, and we wanted to make sure we had a space for it at the drive-in.
Oh, absolutely. If I would just, for anyone that's listening to this, if you said, well, yeah, I've already seen Get Out, I don't need to see it again. No, you have to see it again. It gets so much better. Mm-hmm. It all is revealed on second watch, particularly, how do I say it without spoiling? It's in the trailer, yeah. I can say this. the housekeepers, man, when grandma and grandpa died, we couldn't bear to let them go, you know? So they had to keep them around. Yeah. So yeah, it's just freaking great. I won't put that part on the radio. but my point is, man, between us, there's so many lines of dialogue where you're like, oh my God, he was hinting at it the whole time.
Yeah.
It's great. This is great. All right. Friday, March 19th, Hidden Figures, man. There's so much talk of, you know, women's rights, Women's History Month this month, Black History Month last month. This is perfect for both.
It is. And it's also space time, right? We just landed on Mars, which is incredible again. And we wouldn't have gotten to Mars without these women. And Hidden Figures is an incredibly compelling, fun look at fun is maybe not, it's not the most, let me start again. Okay. We just landed on Mars for the 5th time, and we wouldn't have gotten there any one of those times if not for the women highlighted in Hidden Figures. And we are so excited to be able to give a place where people can share that story and experience it again, or for the first time, or bring their families and come together and celebrate the lives of these women and the incredible impact they've had literally on every single American's lives.
Perfectly said. Then on Saturday, March 20th, arguably my wife's favorite movie, The Princess Bride, whimsical romantic fantasy. It's just great stuff. Why'd you go with this one?
Because it would be inconceivable to not show The Princess Bride.
Nicely done.
thank you. The Princess Bride, again, like you said, is one of my favorite movies of all time. I have been watching it since I was a kid. The story has everything in it. It was an instant classic when it came out. It has stood this test of the last 30 years. And if you have kids, if you have friends, if you have a partner who hasn't watched it, now is the absolute perfect opportunity to show it to them in a setting they will absolutely never forget. I cannot imagine a better movie to experience for the 30th time or the first time than a drive-in movie theater.
It's so good. And just reminds me how underrated Rob Reiner is. People go, you know, and he's never listed with the great filmmakers, but like you look back and he rattled off like a million hits in a row there in the 80s, early 90s. So
absolutely.
All right, cool. Then the following Friday, March 26th, another one of my wife's favorite movies, The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman. I know it's the same songwriters, Pasek and Paul, I believe, that did Dear Evan Hansen, La La Land, but Your Greatest Showman might be the greatest, I think it's the best pure music of any of those movies. But why'd you pick it?
We had some really big successes last year with our musicals. We showed Mamma Mia, we showed Pitch Perfect, which is a little bit of a musical if you look at it askew. We had a really great success with musicals. Greatest Showman was on our licensing available list. We really wanted to show more classic movie musicals. We'll be doing that a lot throughout the year. And The Greatest Showman is a blast of a musical. It's tight. It has great, memorable songs, and it and a great, great performance from both Michelle Williams and Hugh Jackman. So we really wanted to be able to give a place for that to be seen.
Oh yeah, you'll hear on the radio, you know, pop covers of, what was it, Never Enough and A Million Dreams. That's an opening montage. That's a little tearjerker. It's a great movie. I think underrated movie. It got like mixed reviews when it came out, but nominated for Golden Globes and stuff. But I feel like it's a little bit of a hidden treasure. Like it sort of got lost, but it's fantastic. So I'm glad you picked it. Saturday, March 27th, the last one, wrapping up with a movie that had a huge impact on me as a high school football player when it came out. Remember the Titans, one of Denzel's most underrated roles. Why are you closing with this one?
Because it's Alexandria's movie. You know, Remember the Titans is the story of this city. And we tried a million different ways to get a license last fall or summer. And we couldn't. We were able to secure the licensing rights for it for this run. It is the Alexandria movie. Mr. Boone's, a story. Mr. Yost, Coach Yost, and Coach Boone's story is so perfectly captured in this film. Granted, the high school in the movie looks a little bit different than the Alexandria High School does now, but we'll forgive them for that. And as a former Titan, and as a former student of Coach Boone's, I would be remiss if we didn't do everything in our power to make sure that it happened. And we worked really, really hard last year. I know that the co-founder of the drive-in, Kelly Grant from ALX Community, was working on it in the fall as well. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that we honored what she wanted, what we wanted, what we all wanted, was to be able to show Remember the Titans. And we're working right now with the Alexandria High School as well to get some special, guests to arrive at the drive-in. So I'll leave you with that tease, but we're hoping to have some friends of Alexandria, some Titans themselves maybe show up and do a little something for us at the drive-in.
Wait a minute. You dropped a brilliant nugget in there. You're a Titan yourself, and you were a student of Coach Boone. What, you have him for gym class, or do you play football for him? Or what? You got to tell me more.
Better than both those things, Coach Herman Boone was my former driver's education instructor. I wouldn't be driving my car without Coach Boone. And actually, they made the movie during my senior year. So it was a pretty exciting time to be at the school. It was a really exciting time to be a Titan and to have been able to be there like during the process of the movie being made was a really, really incredible, really incredible experience.
Awesome. Well, that's super cool. You took driver's ed with him?
Yeah.
That's so great. A lot of goal line drive. So there you go. He knows how to drive. That's the best I got. You're doing a drive in. There's our time. All right, cool.
And this is not the end of the drive in. So this is just the first 2 months of movies, or the first month of movies, excuse me. We're going to be bringing the drive-in back all through the year for as long as we can. Stonebridge has been an incredible partner. Like I mentioned, Kelly Grant and ALX Community and Lisa Shaw, who are my co-founders, were incredibly helpful in getting us here to this point. We would not be here without their support and help throughout last year. And we cannot be more thankful for them. But we are going to bring this thing to Alexandria all year long if we can. So we have sponsorship opportunities. We've got opportunities to sponsor a movie by you. So if it wanted to be The Empire Strikes Back brought to you by Jason Fraley, we could do that. Please reach out and get in touch with us. You can contact our general manager, Kyle, directly at kyle@athenaresponse.org, or reach out to us through the website, alexandriadrivein.com, or through our Facebook or Instagram pages as well.
Awesome. And remind us how much it costs again, in case I might have missed it.
It's $40 per car, and $15 of that ticket is an immediate fully tax deductible donation to Athena Response, which will then be disseminated between Athena as well as the Alexandria Scholarship Fund. And then the other $25 is the ticket price, which goes toward the cost of operations of the drive-in and things like that. But that 15 is a definite 100% fully tax-deductible donation.
Cool. Well, sounds great. It's for a great cause, and you get to see some really awesome classic movies in the process. I mean, honestly, if you have not seen all of these movies, then there's no excuse. You got to get out there. These are must watches. So
that's right.
Everyone, again, it's Alexandria Drive-In Theater to benefit the Athena Rapid Response. It starts Friday, March 5th, and runs at least through March 27th that we have here. But as you said, it's going to continue. You're going to announce more dates coming forward. So that's just through March.
That's right.
Awesome.
Look, hey, look for us at least every Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, awesome. I love catching up with you. Thanks for doing this. And, you know, maybe we can check back in, you know, when you guys announce the next one too.
Oh, we'd love to. That'd be great.
All right, cool. Talk to you later, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.